Jacob Needleman in Oakland, California, is an historian and philosopher and author of The American Soul.
Something in the country still has magic. It touches people without their knowing it. After September 11th, I went over to see happens to be my auto mechanic, who's from Afghanistan. He's been here for some years. And I went over to see him because there's been some attacks on Afghan people just after September 11th. We have a big Afghan population in California here, Northern California. And he started speaking about what America meant to him. And he spoke about it with sure, he came here for security, but he came here because freedom. He said, you know, you have no idea what it's like to see people who are free. And they don't even appreciate it sometimes. But for me, and he spoke of it as a spiritual thing, not simply because he was now free to make a lot of money. He said, this is a place where I came and where my grandchildren have the possibility of becoming fully human. I think that's still what America means, whether people know it or not, or like it or not. Touched me because after September 11th had enabled the love of a country to appear in us again. It's been there, but it's been covered over before that by a lot of us because of all the junk that was going on in Washington and all the fact that the huge dot-com bubble and all the economic power and feverish consumerism that was taking us, and we didn't really know anymore what America meant. And we didn't want it to mean just the excesses. September 11th, it was like when an earthquake hit San Francisco in 1989, everybody suddenly stopped in their tracks and realized they're alive and that life is meaningful and is more than just getting to your house and getting through the traffic. And when September 11th came, it stopped us all. And when we were stopped like that, the love of the country appeared again. Now the question is, what does it mean?
I love most about the American system a kind of indescribable perfection to it that I apprehend, that I feel close to but can't describe.
Filmmaker Ken Burns at his home looking out on the hills and green fields of Walpole, New Hampshire. For public television, he has chronicled many chapters of the history of America.
It is a kind of perfection in its organization that one can sense from reading the essentially dry words of the Constitution, which one can feel emotionally when one reads the poetic words of parts of the Declaration, that one can see in the smoke of a barbecue on the 4th of July or the crack of a bat in a softball game. It's also much finer and less filled with the cliches of American life than flags and barbecues and baseball. So to me, it's in a slum. It's when you take a train trip through the industrial guts of America and you see the byproducts of the democracy, which we try to filter out. It's there. It's in Yellowstone where, you know, rivers sort of swirl in together. It's like a little galaxy in Yellowstone. It's almost like, you know, there's a spiritual phrase, as above, so below. You could places in America, physical places, where you sort of feel the truth of that. But it's mostly in these sort of exchanges right now, you know, where you just sort of, we're here. What are we going to do with it? What will we make of it? That's all.
We're blessed with the freedom to have this conversation.
We are exactly blessed. And to say at the end, who are we? Who am I? And I'm so pleased to be able to live in a country that permits me to ask that, if I care to, every day of my life, every hour of my life, every minute, every moment.